All right, Jim, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up Emirat Hashem in the Sharavi. So remember, again, we're in the middle of paragraph Hey right now. So the Rabbeinu Yonah brought down the idea that sometimes in order to go ahead and affect tshuva, so one has to try to do the exact opposite of what one was doing beforehand. So he was giving the example that if one has physical illness, sometimes one has to reverse their behavior in the exact opposite manner in which they were behaving. And the same thing is true in a spiritual fashion as well, that sometimes one has to go ahead and dramatically change their spiritual behavior in order to go ahead and adjust to, in order to go ahead and engage in course-correcting activity. So he says the following, he quotes the example, actually an incredible idea. This is the last couple of lines in paragraph Hey. The rabbis explained in Baba Basra, Be'inyan Hordus, we had this gemara not too long ago, Be'inyan Hordus, Shaharag Esachachamim, Vishal Itza Lebava Ben Buta, Im Yuchal Lirpo Lo Veligos Mimenu Mazor. So remember again, we saw the episode of Baba Ben Buta, and Baba Ben Buta, Hordus, was the Chashmonai slave, and he went ahead and he rose up and he killed his masters, all in order to marry one of the Chashmonai daughters. After he went ahead and he killed the Chashmonai family, so he then went ahead and he killed out the Rabbanon, because he felt that the Rabbanon ultimately would represent a threat to his rule. He thought that they would try to go ahead and ferment or to try to choreograph a rebellion against him. And therefore he wiped out all of the Chachamim. Afterwards he asks Bava ben Buta, can I fix this? I made an incredible mistake by wiping out the Sanhedrin. Do I have the ability to fix this or not? Vayomer Elov. And remember again, Bava ben Buta says to Hordus, Ata kibisa nero shel olam, you extinguished the light of the world. Lech va'asok ba'oro shel olam. So you remember again, we saw this Gemara, you extinguished the light of the world, i.e., you killed out the Chachamim. You kill out the Chachamim who are the light of the world. They go ahead and they ensure that there is light through the dissemination of their Torah. Lech va'asok ba'oro shel olam, go and engage in the building or proliferation of light in the world, and try to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. So again, remember the beautiful point that the Shara Tshuva is bringing out over here is the idea that you see that in order for Hordus to go ahead and affect his Tshuva, he literally had to do a 180. He literally had to go ahead and dramatically change his behavior, almost to do the exact opposite of what he had done. He was engaged in destroying light, in stamping out light, and he then became obligated to go ahead and rekindle that light. So all part of the Shaddai Tshuva's general motif that sometimes, in order to turn things around in life, I literally have to try to go ahead and do the exact opposite of what it is that I've been doing until that point. Paragraph Vav. So up until now, this has all been almost like general introduction to this concept of Rabbeinu Yonah. The idea being, I remember, his concept of this particular shar is that as much as we've been extolling the virtues of tshuva this entire time, sometimes sin leaves a residual effect to the point that tshuva by itself is not enough, and some other process is required. Whether that process is Yom Kippur, whether that process is Yisurim, whatever that process may be, but sometimes tshuva by itself is not enough, and one requires something else. Now we're going to get into more of the technicalities of this discussion. So paragraph above. Ata nevayer inyon chilukia kapara. Now let's begin to analyze a little bit of how kapara, of how atonement actively works. He goes on. So the rabbis explain. Shal Rabbi Masya ben Charash is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah ben Rome. So Rabbi Masya ben Charash asked Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah in Rome. Shamata ba'ashamata arba'a chiluki kapara. Shere b'shmal doresh. So Rabbi Masya ben Charash says to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, tell me, have you ever heard of the four aspects of kapara, the four aspects of atonement that Rabbi Shmuel used to expound upon? Amar lo shloshehen. So the director of Elazar ben Azariah says it's not four components of kapara, but rather, again, it is three. Uchuva imkal achas va'achas. And the truth is, tshuva plays an indispensable role in each of these processes of tshuva. So now we go through the list of those. So at least for today, we'll go through the list, and we'll analyze it in days to come. Avar adam al mitzvah saseh va'asa tshuva. If a person violates an asay, a person violates a positive commandment, so again, and they do tshuva for it, eno zaz misham ad shemochen lomiyah. So we'll say, the violation of a positive commandment is considered to be one of the lesser infractions. So for example, person doesn't put on tefillin. So that's the violation. I haven't committed an avera. I failed to perform a positive commandment. I don't put a mezuzah on my house. So again, it's not an avera. I failed to perform a positive commandment. I don't wear tzitzis. So I failed to perform a positive commandment. So in these situations, the Gemara says, or Rabbi Shmuel says, that one does tshuva and literally does not move from that spot until HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives him. So I said, the idea being that for we'll call it the more minor infraction of the violation of an asay, one has the ability to effect complete atonement through the process of tshuva. Avar al lo sase vasa tshuva. What happens if a person went ahead and violated a lo sase? I ate non-kosher. I lent money with interest. I wore shatnez. Right, so what's the halacha in that case? So a person, and he does tshuva for his act, tshuva tola, yom kippur mechaver. In that case, tshuva suspends the punishment. Now let's speak about this in just a moment, and I think probably we'll continue with this tomorrow. The concept of tlio. Remember again, those of us who learned Mesilas Yesharim together saw the following idea, that on a technical level, when one commits an aveira, there should be immediate and swift reciprocal punishment. That's the way the world should work. The same way that if I go ahead and I'm speeding and the police officer pulls me over, so he doesn't say, well, you know what, let's see how you're going to do over the next 6 months. If you don't speed again, we'll forgive this infraction, but if you speed again, no, rather I committed the crime, right? I made the mistake, and so I have to, the punishment comes quickly and swiftly right then and there. With a Kodesh Baruch Hu, it should be the same thing. The Mishnah Ramchal brings down that part of the rachamim, part of the compassion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is that he does not punish immediately. Instead, what happens is, even after the infraction, he waits. He waits. That's why, sometimes I commit an aveira, and you know the lightning bolt doesn't come down from the heavens to strike me down where I stand. Baruch Hashem, right? Why not? Why shouldn't it happen that way? After all, I committed the aveira. Elamai, that's part of midas harachmim. That's part of divine compassion. That there's time after the commission of the misdeed, after the commission of the aveira, before punishment is handed out, in order to allow me to engage in some course correcting activity. That's the concept of talia. That's the concept of tola. That's the concept, ultimately, again, of like suspended judgment. So that's going to come up. So we're going to stop over here for today. But we're going to see that this is going to come up in Rabbi Shmuel's model. Because Rabbi Shmuel is going to see that there are certain averos, as we're going to see, for which tshuva cannot go ahead and take care of it immediately right now. What tshuva does do is tshuva, for lack of a better term, buys me time. And because it buys me time before HaKadosh Baruch Hu meets out Midas Hadin, gives me an opportunity to turn things around. Okay, well, we will, Emirat Hashem, we'll probably start from the beginning of this again. We'll start from the beginning of Rabbi Shmuel's model tomorrow, and Emirat Hashem be able to delve into his three aspects or three parts of the tshuva process.